Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
You know, again, I was proud of our team in a lot of areas this year, but finishing games is certainly something that we got to, you know, concentrate on as we head into the 2026, and that was one where I thought certainly we played very, very well in the first half. And had a lot of things in front of us. And when you get in situation like that, you expect to win the game.
It is the Mason Crosby Show, our number two here. High one? No, they don't say that. Sorry, just high noon only.
Well,
we could. Maybe high one. Okay. All right. Hey, slow down there, Crosby. Slow down. All right, I got it. Presented by Verizon, official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. That was Brian Gutekunst last week. In his end-of-season presser, tried to get our guest on, but then realized, I guess, he just says yes to anyone on this radio network before the Mason Crosby Show. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter, at by Ryan Wood. It is Ryan Wood joining us here. Good morning, or not, actually, because it's not when our show is.
We're still confused about it.
How's it going, Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know what day it is either. Mason, I got a question. What do we got to do to get a field goal kicker a Super Bowl MVP? I mean, really, what more could Jason Myers do there?
Yeah, Ryan, we did the math. He's got to score 100% of the points. 100% of the points on the winning
team. I mean,
that's
what Tommy's saying. That must be the – I'm just like, well, you break a record of, like, most field goals in a game. Like, you're doing all these things. You basically kept the team in it. By the time, like, Seattle's offense started scoring touchdowns, like, the game was pretty much over.
But why was that? Why was it? It was because he didn't miss anything. And that, to me, the most valuable player in that game last night was the kicker, because you miss a couple of those.
Yeah. Tightens it right up.
The game. So they piled up, and with the way the Seahawks team defense was against Drake May and company, that meant a lot. But for those to pile up, that put the game out of reach. That was the most valuable part of that game.
Ryan,
hey, we'll take it. Yeah, I think. And did you see – I mean, I think he had 202 points in the season and the playoffs combined, which is insanity. Yeah. To think that you can that he scored that many. I think he had 41 field goals in the regular season, or 40, yes, 40 something in the regular season. It's that's crazy.
Ryan, what was the score at halftime if Brandon McManus was kicking field goals for? Okay, sorry, I won't pry anymore. I won't pry. But Ryan, I know you were obviously paying attention, tweeting along with the game, and I wanted to address one of your tweets because. I don't know. I just think you made a tweet yesterday that you said that the Seattle Seahawks were closer to the worst team to win a Super Bowl than they were to the 2000 Ravens or 2015 Broncos. And I understand what you're saying just from, like, the defensive powerhouses that those guys were. But, I mean, they got to be closer to that half than the worst team to win the Super Bowl, Ryan.
Nah.
Why are you sticking with that?
If you look at how this path played out for them, my good, I mean, an injury depleted San Francisco, a Rams team that for the last 5-6 weeks of the season were not the juggernaut that we all kind of expected them to be in November, and a Patriots team that isn't even in the Super Bowl, if not for the most incredible of circumstances, where Bo Nix breaks his ankle at the end of beating Josh Allen, yeah. And then you have Jarrett Stidham in the AFC Championship game. I did not say they're the worst. I'm not a Super Bowl expert on all, 120 teams to be in a Super Bowl, 60 to win the Super Bowl. I did not say they're the worst, but this is not the 2000 Ravens, 2000 Broncos. Let's be very clear here. Drake May in his second year as a quarterback, I think he's got a very bright future. Clearly not ready for that stage yet. The clock in his head that every quarterback needs is non-existent at this point in his career. And
well, the command of his offensive line, too.
That matters.
He didn't have command of, like, the line. Like, whenever – I mean, some simple blitzes, corners coming down off the edge early. I mean, you got to make a call there. Or somebody else has to make the call. That blew my mind whenever he got chased. I don't think he got sacked, but he threw it away. And I was just like, why is the slot or that tight end not – doing something about this situation, either changing the route where they're just stopping and getting in a spot to, you know, give him an option. And I don't understand why he didn't feel or see that. Like, where was the communication there? Yeah, I totally agree with you.
I think two teams specifically had to be sick watching that game last night. And number one, to be clear, is the Buffalo Bills. For that to be the AFC representative and for this not to be the year that Josh Allen broke through is a massive, massive missed opportunity.
Yeah, but this could have been
two, behind the Bills has to be the Packers for this reason. Both these teams came out of nowhere this season, which indicates this was a wide open season. And when there is a wide open season, that is the perfect time to execute a landmark, watershed, milestone trade right before the season for somebody like Micah Parsons. And then obviously the bad luck in not getting there. But like, Brian Gutekunst absolutely picked a season to do something like that. It just didn't pay off.
Well, we were talking about it earlier where Seattle's D-line is the winners of this game, right? I mean, that defensive front, their front four is just, you know, just disruptive. Guys that are just hungry. You know, they're not – it wasn't like tryhards, all that. They just play physical and hard the whole game, led by D-tackle and Leonard Williams. I was saying Jaron Reed is on that team, who was in Green Bay in 22, right? And he played some significant snaps for this team. You got the two defensive ends that are just, you know, just crazy ball players. For the Packers, when you look at back at this season, and like you mentioned Micah Parsons was doing a lot on his own there on that defense, because if you give him Leonard Williams, you give him one of those defensive linemen for Seattle and their disruption, like Devontae Wyatt at times, right? I think Micah Parsons is even at a higher level this last year than what he ended up being. And I mean, that has to be a priority, right, for the Packers this year. Like, this offseason is solidifying, finding defensive linemen for this team to get some depth there so that they're not one injury away from just losing the last four games of the season.
There's three positions that they really need to fix, and that's only if you don't count return specialists as a position, but this franchise does not, so we're not going to count it either when we look at what they're going to do. It's offensive line, corner, and defensive tackles. I mean, those are the three spots. To me, you got to figure out offensive line, but I think that that process might have started at the midway point. If they re-sign Sean Ryan, I think they found something at center there. I think Anthony Belton being inserted week 12 at guard, they found something there. Jordan Morgan is going to be the left tackle next season. I think they found something there. And Ryan Gutekunst made it clear that out of camp this past year, he kind of thought that Jordan Morgan had the job won then. So you can imagine where that's going to go with Rasheed Walker, Jordan Morgan this offseason. It's going to be Jordan Morgan's job. So there's some pieces internally here where I think that fix can be internal. When it comes to the defensive side, corner and defensive tackle, I'm with you on defensive tackle. What they're really lacking, because I think that Michael Parsons has that guy, Devontae Wyatt. He has not stayed healthy the last 2 years, but if he does stay healthy, he played at a legitimate Pro Bowl level when healthy this past season. Mm-hmm. They have that guy in him. They have the T.J. Slayton-type run stopper in Colby Wooden. He had a really, really good season stopping the run. What they don't have is the Kenny Clark piece, the second all-downs defensive tackle that you can have rush the pass or stop the run, first down, third down, doesn't matter. He's on the field. They need to find that. But to me, corner is the biggest issue. And I asked Brian Gutekunst if he thought there needed to be wholesale change at quarterback, and he said no. And I get what he's saying, because I do think Keyshawn Nixon is a starting caliber corner on a championship-level defense, but he's not a number one, and they don't have another starting corner on a championship-level defense. It's not Nate Combs. It's not Carrington Valentine. They need to find one, and they especially need to find one because if 2026 is Super Bowl or bust, if you have to set yourself up, your lineup, to make a run through the NFC playoffs, that means that you're going to be encountering Puka Nacua and JSN and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you need to find guys that can – D up, lock up those type of receivers, because there's a lot of them in this conference.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. You brought up Goody and his presser last week. You were in attendance, obviously. It seemed like, Ryan, a whole lot of nothing. And maybe that's usually what comes from these end-of-season pressers. But as far as everyone knows, like, Goody was happy with every single player except the results that they came up with on the football field. And the special teams has a great culture, but everything needs to be a competition next year. Like, every single comment, it felt like Ryan had, like, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but I do understand where fans are upset.
I think he's upset, too. You know how they talk about a presidential debate, whoever wins depends on expectations going in, right? You want to set expectations and all that. It's the same way with Brian Gutekunst's press conferences. It's all on expectations. Like, if you have the expectation Brian Gutekunst is going to come in and say inflammatory remarks and massive big statements, you're going to be disappointed. But if you set your expectations appropriately and you're like, okay, this guy wants to say absolutely nothing at all, then I do think Brian Gutekunst said quite a bit. Starting with losing five straight games, we haven't made a decision on anybody. Why would that be? Well, he said that those games, the injuries did not factor into winning or losing in his opinion. He felt they had everything they needed to win those games that they lost at the end of the season. That's a ticked off GM.
Yeah.
That's a GM that's looking around like, I got Michael Parsons.
I'm giving you the players.
The top end of this roster is really, really, really good. And We didn't finish the games week 3, week 4 in Dallas. We didn't finish week 9, week 10, Carolina in Philadelphia. What is missing here? That's where his mindset is. Now, it's not to let Brian Gutekunst off the hook, because before Mike Parsons, the major offseason project was the offensive line, and that was a colossal failure. They never – okay, you focused and prioritized more on special teams the last 4 or 5 years. Mason, I'm curious what you think of that. You focus on it more the last 4 or 5 years than ever before. You still don't have a punt and kickoff returner. So, like, it's kind of like I painted three sides of the house, but there's one side that I just completely left totally untouched. That's not good enough. You might be doing it more, but you didn't do it all the way because you have open spots on this roster that are unfilled. So I do think that there's more to do there, but Super Bowl championships are won on elite talent, and this Packers team does have elite talent.
Yeah, you know, I've always been fascinated by that, like, punt returner especially, right? It's like, okay, I get Keyshawn Nixon was going to be the starting corner, like, but you got all those opportunities because of your special teams and your returning ability. And why would you not want to have your best player, you know, for those four or five plays a game. Like, I just feel like that is the coaching side of it, where it's like, hey, like, we need you here. We're going to put our best players in the positions to be the most successful. Obviously, you can fill in guys at certain spots on special teams, but your corners should play corner, like, as gunners. Like the great Seattle teams, Richard Sherman was always out there on as a corner on punt return. Like their best teams, they had their starting players playing. Cam Chancellor played special teams. Bobby Wagner played special teams. Like those guys, like, and you look at it, and that's a cultural thing, right? And when those guys are willing to step outside of themselves, give one more play than they're required, that leads from the front, and that demands that all these young guys have to understand, I'm pushing to be a starter, but special teams will always be a role. They're like, will always be one of my roles on this team. I will always make this team every year because I play special teams at a high level as well. Like for me, that is just, that's how teams take that next step and are built from the right way. And I know Rich Bisaccia, that's his goal, right? But there is tension there from an offensive head coach that says, I don't want these guys getting hurt. I don't want this guy, like, I don't want to risk something happening here and having to shift. And so we just start pulling people away. So until that changes, nothing's going to change on that special team side of the ball. I would love to see Keyshawn Nixon back there, you know, returning punts and kickoffs. Kickoffs now, a little, you know, whatever. But, you know, if he can return punts, you know, they brought in Mecole Hardman, but he couldn't even make the team because they didn't see him as a receiver probably. And it's like, well, if he's not a receiver and he dropped, I guess he had that bad preseason game too. He just didn't fit. So you said Jordan Morgan, and like that was interesting to me with the Goody kind of thinking Jordan Morgan might have like earned that starting spot, you know, to start the season. So do you think now that Goody and LaFleur, they're tied together, like do you think there's a disconnect sometimes, like in the players that Goody's given coach and like how he's utilizing them or putting them in the places on the field? And then after this, I have a follow-up question about offensive coaching staff. So answer that one, and then we'll dive into the staff a little bit.
I'm sure there's a disconnect. But I'm also sure that far from the only team in the NFL that has a disconnect between the front office and coaching staff sometimes. That's all 32 teams. That's just the reality of doing businesses in this league. You have one job that's extremely important and prominent. That's to pick the players. Mm-hmm. And the other job that's extremely important and prominent to develop the players, put them in the best position to succeed once they're here. And you're not always going to be 100% in sync. Now, I think Ed Policy, in his decision to not only extend both Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, put them on same timeline with each other, is saying publicly through that action that he thinks that there's a very good working relationship. Brian Gutekunst made it very clear he thinks it's a very good working relationship. And I don't doubt that. But I'm sure that at times they have different opinions because they're different people in very important jobs. As far as figuring out the offensive line, I understand Brian Gutekunst's values flexibility. Where I'm at is sometimes you have linemen like Zach Tom, like Elton Jenkins that can do that. And sometimes you have linemen who are a right guard or a left tackle, or they are clearly best at one spot. And I understand that you thought Jordan Morgan was going to be a Zach Tom, Elton Jenkins when you drafted him in the first round. And to be very clear, the film, he was fine. Like he played for how many musical chairs he was encountering as a young lineman for two straight years now. He's handled that pretty well. He's actually played quite well through that type of adversity, but he's clearly a left tackle. So at some point, you can value flexibility all you want, but if you got a guy that can play one position so much better than everything else, you got to pull the cord and you got to let him be who he is.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about that earlier too. That's great because, yeah, it's versatility is awesome. Like if you can do it, but at some point you have to just say like, all right, this is where your value is. Like the moving Elton to center and all the stuff, like it was the most Packer thing of, I think, trying to like undervalue him a little bit to see if they could keep him around, you know, and figure out a way to get his numbers a little bit lower. And the Packers have done that in the past with a lot of people. And unfortunately, that's where we've lost certain guys, right? Micah Hyde's like the, you know, where it's like, well, you're like, we're moving you to safety or we're doing different things. Like, you know, and then it's like, well, we think you're valued at this. And then he goes and gets paid and plays for Buffalo for a long time. But, I do want to ask about the staff because we haven't talked to you about like Sean Mannion going to the Eagles, right? And he's in that building. They're not able to keep him. They didn't see him ready to, you know, step into the offensive coordinator role. Gonna, you know, keep rolling relatively a status quo. The only coaches on the offensive side that seemingly have been lost have been because they've taken other jobs. Do you feel confident and comfortable that that's the right decision, especially like with what we're talking about with the offensive line? You know, Steno's in that space. You got Butkus running that thing. Did you think that we were gonna maybe see some changes on that offensive staff this year?
I thought that there'd be a different offensive line coach. And it's very clear that Luke Butkus is going to keep his job. Now, just it's similar to, all right, everyone is, and it looks like a good hire. Noah Pauley, the new receivers coach, is very close with Christian Watson. He's so close with Christian Watson, he coached him in college, that on the morning of probably the most important game of Christian Watson's career, that 2022 Dallas game where he went off, he woke up that morning, Christian Watson, and he texted Noah Pauley how excited he was that he was playing X that day, which he hadn't been playing much of to that point. I believe it was week 10 of that season. He texted Noah Pauley about how excited he was to be in this spot, and Noah Pauley was like, you're going to go off. Like, they stayed in contact after – being at North Dakota State, they have a very close relationship. Being that Christian Watson's your number one, he emerged as that this season. That's a good thing for Christian Watson. But let's be clear, Jason Vrabel is the most influential coach when it comes to receivers on that staff. Same with the offensive line. Luke Buck is the offensive line coach. Let's be clear, Adam Stenovich is the most influential coach when it comes to the offensive line on that staff. And I don't want to diminish Sean Mannion's departure. Clearly, Nick Sirianni was very impressed with what he saw. He is a very bright, promising young coach. The most influential coach on that staff when it comes to quarterbacks is Matt LaFleur. And you can say all you want about Matt LaFleur as far as needing to be better in the playoffs, needing to establish a culture and identity that closes big games instead of squandering big leads. That's all fair. But it's also completely accurate that he develops the crap out of quarterbacks. And from Aaron Rodgers to pulling two MVPs late in his career from him, to developing Jordan Love, and I'll even say Malik Willis, who sure looks like he's going to get a chance to start. 2 years ago, it was traded for a seventh-round pick. He develops quarterbacks at an extremely high level, and so long as he remains on this staff as the head coach, I expect the quarterback play to continue to be very good.
Well, and you bring up the quarterback play too, Ryan. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Is it a good thing that we haven't talked about Jordan Love for 22 minutes into now talking to you here? It feels like it's the quietest offseason of Jordan Love's career so far.
Hey, you know what? We beat the Brian Gutekunst press conference by 5 minutes. Exactly one question Brian Gutekunst got about Jordan Love and his season-ending presser, which was, could have been more night and day opposite of the past two seasons closing press conferences. It was 27 and a half minutes. That is where this team is. There are a lot of questions everywhere around head coach, offensive line, some defense, new defensive coordinator. There's a lot of questions. Quarterback ain't one of them. They're totally fine with quarterback. The frustration for this organization, I'm sure, is that they have established the guy at quarterback. They've gotten their third straight, which is something of a football miracle.
Yeah.
And they still haven't been able to win at the highest level yet. Because it's not enough just to have the quarterback. You got to maximize that window. And they're in one now. They got to maximize that.
There was a Malik question before that, right? And he's not even going to be on the team.
Was there a Malik Willis question? I think there was, about his future.
I mean, just...
Yeah. Well, hey, we don't wonder about Jordan Love's future. He's going to be here. He's the guy. He's under contract. He showed this year that he can play to the value of that contract. He was phenomenal. And it's not to say he's completely arrived. He's a perfect product yet. I'll still take a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes over Jordan Love because when the play breaks down and there's pressure... Those guys have shown they can just make a little more playmaking.
Yeah, they're just going to make a play.
That's what Jordan Love needs to get to. But when we talk about the one obvious area in his game that needs to improve is making plays under pressure. You are near the top of the quarterback totem pole at that point. That's like the last step, and then you hit the zenith at your position. Very few guys do that.
We saw like a spark of that against the New York Giants. Like he made some things happen with his legs. If stuff broke down, he wasn't forcing anything. It was just like, all right, let's take, you know, 10, 12 yards and let's find a way to get back into this thing. And like, again, in that game, right? Like he would have completed every pass if we didn't have five drops in that first half, his first like 16 passes. So like I said last year, Jordan Love, it's that time to take that next step of like the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, where you are not just the head of the offense and like, you know, running the plays. You are now the leader of this organization, right? Like it has to kind of go past just being the quarterback of the team. And that's kind of the next progression. And this is after year three, this is when Aaron Rodgers did it, right? It's like you kind of luckily are. The difference is we won that Super Bowl, but it's like it's kind of the same progression where now Aaron took that huge step in 2011 and just carried in that season and was balling out. I can see Jordan Love doing the same thing, and they just need to keep like unlocking all the amazing things he can do and not worrying about all the stuff that, you know, we can live with some of the other things, right?
Yeah, I mean that's where he's at. And keep his jersey clean. He's going to be an MVP someday. In a clean pocket this past season. My quarterback grades are online at PackersNews.com. I encourage you guys, if you really want to get into the nitty gritty of his game in 2025, to go there and read that. Clean pocket. Jordan Love last season completed 74% of his passes for 26 touchdowns, two picks, a 122 passer rating. That's elite. If you keep his jersey clean, which should be your MO, you always want to protect your quarterback. That's a good thing. If you do that, he'll be one of the best quarterbacks.
Ryan, where are you going on vacation now that football's done?
Well, I'm still in the middle of my annual postseason grades. Should have that wrapped up. You know, quarterbacks today, running backs tomorrow, receivers Wednesday, and off and running. 11-part series. Have that wrapped up in about a week and a half. And then I'm going to sleep because there's been not a lot of sleep since Chicago. It's been all full steam ahead with these grades.
All right. Well, see, if you need any recommendations, Josh goes to Disney World every week down here. So feel free, get you some advice. Take the kiddos. You know, I'm sure that have they ever been? You guys been there? No?
Haven't done that. No. I haven't done that one.
Sounds like Dad doesn't want to go. Never mind.
Yeah, it's time. You need to go.
Happiest place on earth. Don't sign me up for that.
No. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at by Ryan Wood. Thank you so much for popping on today, boss.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate you.
There he is, Ryan Wood on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. On a Monday, like old times' sake, Mace.
Yeah, you know, felt right. We got to jump in after the Super Bowl, just you know, have his takes.
Had him ready, locked up last week, and then, you know, 9 to noon, just like, oh, we asked him already. I'm like, okay. All right, cool. Sounds good.
Sharing too many people. We need to get exclusives over here on the Mason Crosby Show.
On the other side, a new team in college football next year, in case you saw that. A couple other national headlines to go around. It is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.